Hi, everybody. This is Susan Ganation. I'm the CMO of Granicus, and today we'd like to talk to you about digital transformation and citizen engagement. I'm so fortunate to have the CIO of Culver City, Michelle Williams, with me today. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast today. We're so excited to hear more about Culver City. Can you tell us more about your role at Culver City, as well as a little bit about Culver City itself?
Sure. I am Michelle Williams, and as you mentioned, I am the Chief Information Officer with Culver City. In that role, I am responsible citywide for information technology operations, and that includes managing the technical infrastructure, hardware, software, as well as online engagement platforms and software tools that are used in that regard. To tell you a little bit about Culver City is a great city located near the west side of the Los Angeles area. We're actually located just north of the Los Angeles International Airport, or LAX, and the city itself is approximately 5 square miles with a residential population of about 40,000. However, the daytime population far exceeds that in that it is upwards of 200,000. And additionally, Culver City is also a full-service city, having its own police, fire, transit services, and also refuse collection.
Great. So it's a complex environment, and you have many residents and so many visitors each day. Tell us a little bit about what those residents and visitors are expecting from Culver City from a technical perspective.
Sure. So, digital transformation is really a hot topic right now, and it's interesting because Culver City itself is known as the heart of Screenland, and as far back as the mid-1920s, MGM's backlot was actually located here in Culver City. And so we've been known as a key destination in terms of film and TV production. And even more recently, we've transformed ourselves into a media and tech hub with having some key businesses in that industry also locate here. And so I think what has really happened on more of a global level is that everything from the commercialization of IT to digital transformation, unlike any other time in our history, we literally have information at our fingertips. And so, with that in mind, local government has had to transform how we do business. I often refer to it as the online shopping cart effect. If you want to purchase something, you hop online, you click or select the item, you place it in your shopping cart, issue payment, and you're off and running. In much the same way, we have to find ways to deliver in a similar manner our local government and municipal services. I really think that that's the service level and expectation, which is really expected by the vast majority of our community. And so that's where we're headed in terms of digital transformation.
Great. And that's not unusual. As we talk to many local governments, we hear very similar challenges and the need to take on and transform more services to digital services. So, as a CIO, you know what obstacles are facing you. What are those obstacles, and how are you trying to tackle them to bring your digital services to life?
First and foremost, the number one obstacle facing many municipalities, and I don't think Culver City is unique in this regard, but there are limited resources. And so we have to find ways to creatively engage and digitally touch the community in ways that are cost effective. At the end of the day, we're accountable and we have to be good stewards of those resources. So what that really means is making sure that we're using funds wisely and effectively. When we're able to implement software solutions and even partner with software vendors who understand that vision and understand the roadmap that's before us, that's key. Our goal here in Culver City is to facilitate community engagement. That's a city council strategic goal. It's directed to us from the top down. When we use the Granicus platform, specifically the Gov delivery tool, to send targeted emails, not mass notification, but targeted emails to the community, making sure that they're notified about the topics and issues that concern them specifically. You know, when we implement those types of solutions, we're on a track towards meeting our goals. And additionally, we're also working with Granicus to expand on that model so that we can automate many of our manual processes by using the Gov service platform. And so that's going to help us meet those community expectations that I spoke to earlier about in terms of effective service delivery and meeting their expectations.
Great. Michelle, you are a model CIO for government. I'm sure there are many CIOs that will look up to you and follow your leads. Thank you so much for your innovation, and thank you for your partnership with Granicus. We truly appreciate it. And finally, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.